Deck Podcast presented by Line Star, your top MLB player prop bets for today, plus home run calls of the day. Alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. Super sad today because Tyler was on quite the hot streak with his prop bets, but came to an end yesterday. All good things must come to an end. Just missed yesterday. Kyle Harrison. Tyler, you had the under 17 outs was what we got it at on Underdog Fantasy. He had 18, so we were 1-1 yesterday. We were 2-1 technically if we include our bonus picks as well. Another one that I gave out was Blaze Alexander. He did not start. So depending on what site you guys are placing your prop bets on, because Tyler, some of these sites, like, you can get a pass, like they'll let it go. If a player doesn't start in the lineup, then they don't count further over on the hits. But on sites like FanDuel and stuff, I think they do hit you for that, even if they're a pinch hitter. So that was the situation for Blaze Alexander. So sorry if you guys bet that one and you weren't able to reap the benefits of that, or at least get the scratch for that. But we did have William Contreras over two hits, runs, and RBIs. And good thing for you, Tyler, is that the Padres did win that game and we won that prop bet there. So that was good news. And then Ronald Acuna over 1.5 bases. He had 3 bases. He's always just cranks out the overs on those 1.5 bases. So not too bad yesterday. Of course, we are 8-2 over the last week or so. So looking to keep the momentum going here today. Tyler, are you looking at any particular prop bets for today that you're liking?
Yeah, there's a few that I like. I will start off with Logan Gilbert lower or under 7.5 Ks. It's -135 in sports books. Our Line Star projection 6.9. Consensus is 7.1. Look, his K rate is very, very good this year. It is 29.9%. I just think that is absolutely unsustainable for who he is. His career average is 24.6. So I expect some regression there. Cincinnati does strike out at a decent clip here, but they have a 204 ISO and a 334 WOBA versus righties. They hit righties very hard, and Gilbert is allowing 44%. Hard contact. So a combination for me with, I think, some regressions coming in his strikeout stuff, and there's a little bit of scariness in some of those underlying numbers, makes me think Gilbert's going under today.
All right, Tyler, yesterday I kind of went against your Padres, but today you'll be happy. I'm going with a Padres hitter for my prop bet. We're going Manny Machado, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That's around -135 in your sports book. So decent value you're getting on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks if that's where you guys are placing those bets. Line Star and the consensus both like the over here. And in fact, he has been over in 7 of the last 10 games. Machado's a righty bat with better slugging numbers specifically against lefties. In fact, this season, a 750 slugging versus lefties, it's 406 compared that to righty pitchers. And today he'll be going up against Wade Miley, who allows a 936 OPS to Machado specifically. 6-for-23 with 2 home runs is his batter versus pitcher numbers there. Miley did allow just 1 hit in his last outing, so he looked good in his only outing this season. However, he's going up against a tough Padres lineup, Tyler, that is top 3 in hits, runs, and RBI this season. So the Padres offense really looking really good to start the year and putting up those category numbers, which is good for that Manny Machado over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Just a different situation than we were in last season looking at the Padres and that offense that was pretty abysmal. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the back end of the lineup is just way better than it was last year. Merrill's been really good. Campusano's healthy. And it's just a big, big upgrade having the back end, you know, able to, you know, just give a little punch.
Yeah, but
I like that Machado one. I like him for an RBI. I also like Tatis for an RBI. I've bet both of those already as well.
Oh, nice. Okay, so yeah, you could stack them together, especially if you're using Underdog Fantasy Prize Picks. By the way, if you are using those apps, make sure to use the promo code LINESTAR when you first download the app so you can get $100 if your first deposit match. And again, the picks that we're rocking with, if you want to tail us there, Logan Gilbert lower than 7.5 strikeouts, Manny Machado over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. And that's the ticket we're going to enter in. And if you can do us a huge favor right now and like this video, subscribe to the channel, comment below. Comment enters you into the Prop Bets contest. So if we go 2 for 2, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. We'll announce that on the show tomorrow along with the Money Gun celebration. Tyler, do you have any bonus picks for us today if maybe some people aren't feeling our first two picks?
I sure do. We can go with Garrett Whitlock under 4.5 Ks minus 120. Our line star projections all the way down at 3. Consensus wow. at 4.4. But the big thing here is the Guardians strike out at 19.2% versus righties. Very, mm-hmm. very low. Whitlock, his K rate is decent at 26.5%, but he is so inefficient as a pitcher. It's very hard to work deep into a game for him. And he hasn't pitched into the sixth inning at all this year. I don't expect that to happen against this Cleveland team that's hitting very well, doesn't strike out much. So I think Whitlock's going under.
All right, and I'm going to a guy that you actually were targeting in best ball drafts early this year, and that is Edward Julian for the Minnesota Twins over just 0.5 bases right now, minus 135 in the sports books, and Line Star's projection is at 1.9 bases for Julian tonight, whereas the consensus also over 1.6. He's gone over 3 of the last 5. This is a lefty bat with a 333 average versus lefties specifically. And so some reverse splits for him going up against Baltimore southpaw Grayson Rodriguez, who also has worse splits versus lefty bats. So this is a good combination. Plus, we've got nice weather at Camden Yards today in Baltimore, 71 degrees and a nice 5-mile-an-hour winds out. I like Eddie Julian to just get one knock for us. It's all he needs to do. So I'm liking that one as well. There's a couple other ones I was looking into and looked up a couple stats, so I'll drop that in the comments for you guys. But for today's bet, this is the ticket. We're going Logan Gilbert lower than 7.5 Ks and Manny Machado over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Hopefully we can cash on that and then have a nice Money Gun celebration for ourselves. And now it's time for home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a dinger on this Tuesday?
I'm going to head to the Atlanta Braves and go with Austin Riley plus 380 for a bomb. Our line star projection has him hitting a home run 22% of games here. Hunter Brown is much worse at home. He's also worse to right-handed bats, both of which works for Austin Riley's favor in this game. Brown is giving up a 304 ISO to right-handed bats, while Riley has a 241 ISO. Two right-handed pitchers in the last 20 games. So I like the spot for Riley to hit a dinger.
Well, Tyler, I've been a little cold in my home run calls lately, and you know what'll help things out? Just going to my guy, Aaron Judge. I got the Judge's gavel. All rise for an Aaron Judge home run today. Plus 235 is actually some decent value here. Using Line Star's model for the dinger report, if you guys are using the Line Star app, make sure to check that out. It's a helpful tool for us. And when you look at Aaron Judge's numbers, he just pops in this tool specifically, especially his ISO over the last 150 games, 393 ISO. That leads all hitters for today in terms of their matchup against the handedness of the pitcher that they're facing. And for today, he'll be facing Toronto lefty Yusei Kikuchi, a player who he has absolutely taken yard before. In fact, he's gotten 2 home runs against him in 20 at-bats. The Toronto bullpen is also pretty bad, especially in terms of that home run per nine rate, 1.86. That's the worst in Major League Baseball right now. So if he doesn't get to Yusei Kikuchi, I definitely think he could have a dinger against that Toronto bullpen, especially at the Rogers Center, where Aaron Judge thrives. He has 18 home runs there in 42 games. So I like Aaron Judge here. I think anything over plus 200, like, I think that's a really good price for anything Aaron Judge related. I know he's been a bit cold this season in terms of that average, but I expect him, he still has the power there. It's still there. All the tools are there. I think he's going to hit a home run today, especially against Yusei Kikuchi, a guy who can give up some bombs every now and then. So when in doubt, got to go Aaron Judge in this one. Got the Judge's gavel. We're going there. Which means, of course, Tyler, that with my curse with Aaron Judge, he's going to hit it tomorrow. That's just how it is, I feel like.
Absolutely. That's how it works for you.
I feel like with our home run calls lately, it's just been like Let's pick him. And then the following day, or like the following 2 days, they'll have like two home runs. It's been pretty crazy for us. But hopefully you guys are checking out that new tool, the MLB Dinger Report, on the LineStar app to help you guys place those home run calls. Or even if you're playing Daily Fantasy, it's a helpful tool to help you pick guys that you know are going to have some home runs so they can help you with some takedowns and DFS action. Plus, Tyler will have his own show breaking down today's DFS action. So make sure you check that out as well. If you aren't already subscribed to the LineStar YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Again, a comment enters you into our prop bets contest. Every day on this show, we have a contest where we'll give out $50 if we get both of our prop bets right. We'll give out $100 if we hit not only our two prop bets, but our home run calls as well. So we're in it to win it. Hopefully you guys are as well. And you can use that LineStar app to help you win some money. Use that Props AI tool. Check it out, linestarapp.com. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors. Remember to bet responsibly. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good luck, guys.